She'll probably be trying to get out. But Madison, she's having fun, living an old-time radio life. Our explanation is done.
Madison is on the air.
Madison on the Air presents The Mysterious Traveler. This is The Mysterious Traveler, inviting you to join me on another journey into the realm of the strange and the terrifying. I hope you will enjoy the trip, that it will thrill you a little and chill you a little. So settle back and get a good grip on your nerves. If you can. Where are we going? Well, let us say for the moment, we're taking a little trip into time and a story I call New Year's Nightmare, or Madison's Origin Story. As the old year entered the last few minutes, the crowds at the Tropicana Bar in Hollywood were waiting expectantly for the clock to strike midnight. At a ringside table, a handsome young man angrily whispers to the woman with him. Perhaps you will recognize her.
If you take another drink, I'll leave.
Dude, Jeff, it's New Year's Eve! It's gonna be 2021 in another minute! We got through 2020 and COVID and quarantines. We're finally able to go outside of our tiny little one-bedroom apartment.
I like that apartment. And it wasn't tiny until you moved in with all of your makeup.
I'm an influencer, Jeff. That makeup is my life.
You don't have enough followers to be an influencer.
That's why I quit my job at Applebee's. I need more time to make my TikTok content.
How do you expect to make money doing TikTok videos?
Hey, I am this close to getting sponsored by Maybelline. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Madison.
Let's just go home.
Go home? It's almost midnight. We gotta celebrate. Just one more whittle bitty twink.
Just one more. Just one more. That's what you always say. I wouldn't mind if it were just tonight, but you're always getting drunk.
I don't remember you complaining when we first met and hooked up at Angela's party.
We met here at the Tropicana Bar. That's why you wanted to come here tonight.
Then who did I hook up with at Angela's party?
I don't know. I didn't go to Angela's party because she was having it in the middle of COVID. At least now I know how you caught it.
We wore masks.
I'm leaving.
No. Stay. Bartender, another pitcher of margaritas.
Nothing I say means anything to you, does it? You think because I've forgiven you a dozen times in the past that I'll do it again. But you're wrong, Madison.
Happy New Year! Woohoo! 2021 is gonna be our year.
You said that about 2020.
Yeah, like I could predict a pandemic. I predict what nail colors are gonna be hot next spring. Answer, boysenberry.
Let's face it, Madison. Our relationship just couldn't survive the stress of being quarantined together.
I thought you liked binging all 11 seasons of the Great British Bake Off.
Until you tried making your own bread.
It's COVID times! Everyone's making their own bread!
Instead of yeast, you used beer.
Beer has yeast, and I figured the baking process would cook off the alcohol.
You drank all the beer and left a lump of flour on the kitchen counter for 3 days.
Well, yeah, I was still hungover from all that beer.
I'm sorry, Madison, I can't live anymore with someone who gets drunk in Hollywood and then wakes up the next day in another country.
It's a small world doesn't count as another country. It's Disneyland.
You were found on the It's a Small World ride in Disney Tokyo.
That song is still stuck in my head.
I'm sorry, Madison. I can't watch you get drunk anymore. I'm moving out.
You don't have to leave. If the sight of my drinking is too much for you, I'll go someplace else and do it. Happy New Year and goodbye. Can somebody get me an Uber?
might finish in that drink. It's 5 o'clock in the morning and I'm dead on my feet.
I thought Denny's was 24 hours.
You're not in the Denny's. You're in the Denny's parking lot.
Yeah, because all the restaurants put up outside seating in the parking lots for COVID distancing.
You're sitting on my Buick.
Fine, whatevs. It's New Year's. I'm going to drink as much as I want. Screw Jeff.
Yeah, okay. Why don't you go home and sleep it off, huh? Good night. Happy 2021 to you.
Thanks. The same to you.
Are you all right?
I don't suppose on your off hours you drive for Uber?
Sorry.
That's okay. There's a 24-hour Walgreens across the street. I'll just top my night off with some NyQuil shots. Okay, besties, live stream time! It's the first Madison makeup TikTok of 2021. Do you see this kick-ass smoky eyeliner? I put it on last year, and it's still flawless. A little New Year's humor.
Hey, you, blonde girl. Look out for that car. You're going to get run over if you don't...
Hear that guy yelling at me? It happens all the time when I wear my Maybelline lifter gloss. You can always... Oh, my head... It feels like a gold medal winning hangover in the luge. What's that noise? Are those horns? Ooh, taco truck! Ow, head.
No, sweetheart. It's midnight on New Year's Eve.
No tacos? Dang, my head is throbbing. Greasy street tacos always make me feel better when I've been drinking. Wait a sec. Where am I?
Darling, this is your home. You live here.
Live here? No way I live here.
Of course you do.
Oh, yeah? Then where's the flat-screen TV? My MacBook Pro. The IKEA furniture that after a week looks like it was garbage picked from an alley behind a Goodwill.
Linda, I'd better call Dr. Smith. It looks so strange.
I've never seen this place before.
Hello? Connect me with Dr. Smith's apartment, please.
Did we hook up at Walgreens?
Hello, doctor? This is Blake Arnold.
I really can't be held responsible for my actions when I've downed a full bottle of NyQuil.
Yes, it's Linda. She isn't well. Could you come to our apartment at once? Oh, thank you. Thank you. Goodbye.
So, thanks for letting me crash here so I could sleep it off.
Linda, you live here. I'm your husband, and this is your home. Don't you remember?
You're my husband? Shaw, okay. Come out, everybody. Joke's over.
Who are you talking to?
You guys totes had me going. What do they do, hire you off of Craigslist?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a pretty elaborate gag to play on someone who's passed out. Better than drawing a penis on my face with a marker, though. Unless... I gotta see a mirror. Bathroom?
At the end of the hall.
You guys really got me. Is Jeff behind all this?
Who's Jeff?
Happened to my hair?
What do you mean, sweetheart?
I have victory rolls.
You love wearing your hair like that. You go to the beauty parlor once a week.
Dude, this prank is a lab. I'll give you that.
Linda, can't you remember anything about us?
This is not funny anymore. Why don't you go back to your open mic night at the improv or whatever?
Listen, Linda,
And why do you keep calling me Linda?
Well, we had to give you a name.
Oh, God. Did I join a cult? Did they give me a new identity and force me to marry a cult leader? Again?
All right. If Linda isn't your name, then what is it?
Madison!
Your last name is Madison?
No, it's my first name.
Oh.
What is with all that noise outside?
It's midnight New Year's Eve, darling.
It is not midnight New Year's Eve. Midnight was hours ago when I left the Tropicana bar.
That must be Dr. Smith. I'll answer it.
Dr. Smith? Like from Lost in Space? I will be thoroughly impressed if they hired Billy Mumy.
Come in, Doctor. I'm so glad you're here. I think it's the amnesia. It seems to have left her all of a sudden. Linda, it's Dr. Smith.
Never fear! Smith is here!
Yes. I want you to sit down, Mrs. Arnold. I'd like to talk with you for a few minutes.
Guys, no one to end a scene. This has gone on way too long.
What's the last thing you remember before finding yourself in this apartment?
Okay, I'll play along. The last thing I remember is Jeff. He and I were at the Tropicana Bar in Hollywood celebrating New Year's Eve. You can come out now, Jeff!
I see. What else happened?
He told me I drink too much. On New Year's Eve! He told me he wanted to move out. So I went to Denny's.
And who is Denny?
It's not a who, it's a where.
A where?
That's all I remember, okay? My head hurts, I've got a massive hangover, and you guys have all officially screwed with me. Congrats. Where's my phone? What time is it?
It's just, 4 minutes after 12.
4 minutes after 12 on New Year's Eve. You guys aren't even making this act plausible. I was at Denny's hours after midnight.
That was last New Year's Eve.
Last New Year's Eve? OMG. Now you're trying to say a whole year has passed and it's New Year's Eve 2021?
2021?
Yeah.
This is New Year's Eve 1947.
1947? Okay, random. Why'd you pick that year?
Here's the morning paper. You could see the date for yourself.
Thursday, January 1st, 1948. Did Jeff mock this up in Photoshop?
Perhaps you had better let me clear up a few things for you.
1948. Oh, that's why there's no TV, no computers, and why my hair looks like a blonde cannoli.
What's the matter with her, Doctor?
Listen to me. My name is Smith. I'm a resident physician at Park Hospital. While I was on duty last New Year's Day, 1947, you were...
Wait! Is this 1948 or 1947?
You were brought into the hospital New Year's Day, 1947. Today is New Year's Day, 1948.
Jeff wrote this script, didn't he? He's a frustrated insurance clerk with delusions of being a sci-fi writer.
You arrived at the hospital seriously injured, having been run over by a car. When you recovered consciousness, 5 days later, you didn't know who you were. You were a victim of amnesia.
Amnesia? Oh, that is so cheesy. Seriously, Jeff, don't quit your day job.
Well, you did have amnesia, and we didn't know who you were, as you had no identification papers in your handbag.
Well, yeah, I wasn't driving and I use Apple Pay. Where's my phone?
Why do you keep asking to use the phone, darling?
I thought in improv you weren't supposed to ask questions, you hack.
The only clue to your identity was your handbag, with the initials LV on it.
We didn't know your real name, so I called you Linda for the L and Van Dyke for the V.
OMG. The LV is for Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton?
Louis Vuitton, the designer of my handbag. Real funny, guys. Oh, is that what this is about? Jeff is mad because I used my half of the rent for all of 2020 to buy one purse. Well, it was worth it.
We called you Linda because I've always liked the name Linda, and as for your last name, we thought Van Dyke was as good as any, so you became Linda Van Dyke.
Jeff picked Linda. Is this because we binge-watched all of Wonder Woman during COVID? He liked the role-playing when I wore the costume.
You were in recovery for months. You weren't discharged from the hospital until May. Blake was your nurse.
Nurse? History check, Jeff. There were no male nurses in the 1940s.
Actually, I was a medic in the war and then took the job as a registered nurse when I came home.
Ooh, somebody studied his character's backstory.
After you were discharged, you went to work as an insurance clerk.
An insurance clerk? Write what you know, Jeff.
Who is this Jeff you keep mentioning?
My absolutely ex-boyfriend. Message received, Jeff.
But Linda, I mean Madison, you've been working as an insurance clerk for 7 months.
There was no way of learning what your occupation had been. So when Blake heard of this opening in an insurance office, you applied for the position.
And then we were married.
Married?
Don't you remember?
I'm afraid, Blake, she really can't.
Doctor, you said she might never get over her amnesia.
Well, that was a strong possibility. But apparently the sounds of New Year's brought back her memory.
Look, you guys, bravo, great show, but my head is killing me. So I'm going to go sleep this off in the bedroom, okay?
Well, certainly, darling.
Dude, what was your name?
Blake.
Blake.
Of course. Jeff always wanted me to watch Blake Edwards movies. But I'm sorry, the Pink Panther movies are nothing like the cartoon.
Have you ever seen this kind of reaction to amnesia before, Doctor?
She thinks she's living in a futuristic farce. Let her rest. I'm sure she'll come around in the morning.
Hey, Guy. Thanks for letting me crash here.
Ah, good morning, sweetheart. I figured you might appreciate it if I made breakfast for you for a change. I hope you don't mind my commandeering your kitchen.
My kitchen?
You're so particular when you cook.
Okay, wow. You got, like, zero facts about me. The bulk of the meals I make are dry cereal. And that's just because I'm too lazy to buy milk.
What can I do to prove to you that we're in love and married?
We're still doing this, huh? You know how to stay in character, I'll give you that. Have you seen my purse?
It's on the nightstand, where you put it every night.
Where I put it every night. Okay. I don't see it!
The left side nightstand.
The only purse I found was this one with some faux bamboo handle that Sophia should be carrying around Miami.
Yes, that's your handbag.
Great. So in your scenario, I cook and have bargain bin purses.
The eggs are almost done. Why don't you have a seat at the kitchen table?
Wait, where's my phone?
Phone? It's on the hall table.
Oh, God, I hope I have enough charge left to request an Uber.
Do you want toast with your eggs, dear?
Okay, ha ha. The only phone on that hall table is a landline that looks like a black version of the chatter phone from Toy Story.
Then I don't know what you're looking for. That's our only telephone. Here, eat your breakfast. You'll feel better with some food in your stomach.
Eggs and bacon? I guess you didn't get the alert that I'm vegan.
Vegan?
Look, just tell me where my stuff is.
Everything in this apartment is yours. Yours and mine.
Okay, fine. The stuff I had before we met.
Oh, it's in a hat box in the bedroom closet.
A hat box? Sure. You have a shoe box for shoes. Why not a hat box for hats? Or a pants box for pants?
Did you find it, darling?
Oh, thank God. Okay, my phone's working, but I got zero reception. What's your Wi-Fi password?
My what?
You could drop the act now.
Darling, you're still agitated from last night. Why don't you go lie down on the sofa? Dr. Smith said you need to rest.
No, thanks. I'm done with this gag.
Wait, where are you going?
To a Starbucks or someplace where I can hop on their Wi-Fi so I can get an Uber.
You can't go, Linda. I mean, Madison. Listen to yourself. Starbucks, Wi-Fi, Uber, you're speaking nonsense.
And you let this bit go on longer than an SNL sketch.
But...
And scene. Jeez, what part of town did they bring me to? I've gone blocks without seeing a Starbucks, a CVS, or an In-N-Out burger. It's like I'm not even in Los Angeles anymore.
Oh, good morning, Linda.
There you are. Okay, Jeff, you made your point.
My point? What are you talking about?
That I drink so much that someday I'm going to wake up married to some strange guy and living in... Where is this? Historic old Pasadena?
Wait, Madison?
So am I forgiven after the joke you played on me last night?
Last night?
That guy you got to play my husband. Is he from that murder mystery you took me to?
The one where you pulled off all the wigs of the actors shouting, "Aha, it's the owner of the amusement park?"
By the sixth one, I was right.
It really is you. And you don't know what's going on, do you?
I know I'm at 18% on my phone, and if I don't get to a Starbucks soon, I'm going to have to show my thong to get a ride home.
Look, Madison, we can't talk here on the sidewalk. I live only a few blocks from here. We can go to my apartment.
You live a few blocks from here? Jeez, you didn't waste any time moving on.
Come on, there's a lot I have to explain to you.
Can we start with what you're wearing? Is that the suit jacket you wore when you dressed up like Don Johnson?
Madison, just come on.
Are you wearing socks?
Hurry up.
Why are we walking? Is your Ferrari in the shop?
Here, let me have your coat.
Would Would you look at this place? It is so vintage.
It's not vintage, Madison.
No TV? Don't tell me you gave up your PlayStation.
PlayStation hasn't been invented yet.
Did you get us booked on some sort of reality show? Like to see if people from modern day could survive in the past?
Why don't we sit down?
Because I can tell you right now, if this past doesn't have tampons, I'm out.
Would you like something to drink?
What, so you can prove I'm an alcoholic?
You remember that fight we had that New Year's Eve?
Yes, I wasn't that blitzed last night. So what do we win if we make it to the end of the competition? How many teams are we up against? Are there any Kardashians involved?
Madison, I'm trying to explain it.
How come you didn't loop me in on this before the show started? Is that one of the rules?
You'll have to let me explain what happened after you left that night at the Tropicana. If you find it difficult to believe, I won't blame you. It still seems like a nightmare to me.
You actually sound serious.
I am serious. Madison, all of this is real.
All of what is real?
This! The apartment? Our clothing? Look at my watch. You know I don't go anywhere without my Apple Watch.
So the reality show won't let us use modern devices?
It's not a reality show. It's real.
Real reality? I don't get it.
Somehow, I don't know how, we've traveled back in time to the 1940s.
Right.
All I remember is you leaving the Tropicana bar that New Year's Eve, and then I went and sat in my car. I was too angry to drive, so I sat there until I must have fallen asleep.
You got pissed when I did that at your cousin's wedding.
It was my uncle's funeral, and you passed out on the buffet.
That would explain the lentils in my hair.
Anyway, I was sleeping in my car when I got an alert on my phone that you were doing a live stream on TikTok. You were walking and talking about makeup or something, and then it looked like you got hit by a car.
Hit by a car?
I was so surprised, I must have tried to leap up in the car seat. Last thing I remember is hitting my head, and I woke up here, in 1947.
Was the car a DeLorean?
I'm being serious. I didn't know what to do, so I found a job as an insurance clerk. It's not much different from what I was doing in 2020, just without any computer software.
That actor guy said I was an insurance clerk.
Yeah, I hired you. You called yourself Linda, and you didn't seem to recognize me. Then I found out you'd gotten married, so I just let it go.
I'm not named Linda. I'm not married, and I certainly don't know anything about being an insurance clerk.
Actually, you're pretty good at it, and you must love your husband if you married him.
So he's not an actor you hired?
No. From what he told me at the office Christmas party, he was your nurse during your recovery.
Recovery?
When you were hit by the car.
This is too insane.
It's a lot to wrap your head around, I know. It's taken me a year to get adjusted.
I don't want to get adjusted! Okay then, how do we get back to our own time?
There is no we anymore, Madison.
What? Just because we had one little fight? COVID was a stress on everybody!
You spent thousands of dollars on Amazon until I had to change the password to lock you out!
I was stimulating the economy!
You bought sex toys!
And I was stimulating myself. It was my patriotic duty.
Go home to your husband. Clearly, at some point, your relationship worked if he asked you to marry him.
Hang on. You're literally telling me this is all real and I should accept it?
And I don't think we should work together anymore either. I wish you'd go. I don't want to see you again.
You're breaking up with me and firing me in the same sentence?
Goodbye, Madison, and good luck.
Okay, you know what? Fine. Like anybody else who's ever unwillingly time-traveled, I'm going to find a way to get back home.
You mean back to the future?
I didn't want to be that on the nose.
Madison, is that you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad you came back.
Yes, I'm back. Not by choice. But my boyfriend broke up with me, and now I have no money and nowhere to go until I figure out how to get back home. You don't by any chance have a hot tub.
Boyfriend?
Never mind. I'm starved. What do you got to eat?
You look so tired. Do you feel well?
Dang, you got some weird-looking stuff in this fridge. What's this?
Cheese.
In a big block like that? Not in individually wrapped slices or shredded in a bag? How do you even eat it?
Why don't you let me make something for you, sweetheart?
Look, don't think I don't appreciate your being so nice to me, but we're not together. So drop the sweethearts, okay? It's inappropriate.
You mustn't say that, Madison. You're adjusting since you got your memory back, but I feel that in time, things will be as they were when we first married, when you were Linda Van Dyke.
Dude, guy, I am sorry. But I don't know if I quantum leaped because I look like myself in the mirror. Definitely not Peggy Sue got married because she leapt into her own body. Ooh, maybe Terminator. Let me ask you this. Was I naked when you found me?
I don't understand why you keep insisting that you're from some future time.
Hey, I'm as clueless about this as you.
All I know is you and I built a life together over this last year. I can't just step aside and let it fall apart in one day.
Look, think of me as a stray cat. You found me, took me in, I lived with you for a year, but then my real owners came along and you have to give me back.
Give you back? Who did you see today? Who is this boyfriend you mentioned?
My boyfriend, Jeff.
Jeff? Not Jeff Andrews, your boss.
Don't worry, he's neither now. Broke up with me and fired me.
But you're still in love with him.
Well...
What do you want then? A divorce? No, Linda, I'll never give you a divorce.
I am not Linda!
For a year, you were Linda Van Dyke, and you did love me, and we were happy together. I had your love once, and I mean to win it back. I won't give you a divorce.
It doesn't matter if you give me a divorce. I'm going back to 2021. Oh, maybe I was sent to the 1940s to stop the release of the COVID virus. Can you point me to the Army of the 12 Monkeys? Hey, Jeff.
Madison? Madison, I asked you not to call on me again.
Come on, Jeff. I gotta talk to you.
Well, all right, but just for a few minutes.
Thank you.
What do you need to talk to me about?
Okay, I've been going over how it is we might have traveled back in time.
All right. How?
Well, it's not a phone booth, per se.
And neither one of us are from San Dimas or play guitar.
I know. Shut up. It's not a phone booth, but it's my phone.
Your iPhone?
Yeah. We both got zapped back in time because of my TikTok live stream.
Okay. So, what does it matter?
What does it matter? I figure we could get back to 2021 if I live stream again. Look, I found my charger. I'm at 100%.
I don't want to go back to the life I had. I like it here.
Sha, with no technology, no Starbucks, and where no one is PC.
That stuff's overrated.
Says the cis white guy.
If you figured out how to go back, why don't you just go back?
I can't without you.
Well, try.
I did. I literally can't without you. I think we're linked or something.
Ah, see? Once again, Madison only involves me if it will first serve Madison.
It serves both of us. Come on, what am I supposed to do? Become a makeup influencer in the 1940s? Hey, ladies, get the latest in lead-based foundation.
Find a way to make the best of it.
Fine, you leave me no choice. Hey, everybody, it's Madison. Time for another Madison Makeup live stream!
You can't live stream! You have no Wi-Fi!
Rules? We time traveled. There are no rules. You see Jeff in the background there? Say hi, Jeff!
No! Madison, stop it!
Jeez, stop moving! I can't keep you in frame!
Give me that phone!
No! Jeff, give me it back!
Whoop! The video ended! Aw, that's too bad. And it looks like we're still here!
Dang it! I was sure it would work if we were together.
Based on what?
I don't know. This kind of stuff is only understood by nerds.
Maybe the freaky deaky force that zapped us here, or whatever, could tell that I don't want to leave.
You subconsciously sabotaged it?
Maybe you did. Maybe deep down you really love your husband.
Nurse Blake? Ew. No. He's so not my type.
He does everything you want, but takes nothing in return. That sounds exactly like your type.
Oh, I never gave you anything in return. Are you forgetting all of those personal videos I texted you?
That popped up on my work computer in the middle of a Zoom call?
Your boss only heard the audio. Wait, that's it?
What's what?
We need your phone too. Where is it?
I don't have it.
Yes, you do. You've got it in this apartment somewhere.
Stop going through my things!
You're a tech hoarder. You still have cables that went to your DVD player from 1998.
Hey, did you ever think that maybe the freaky deaky stuff that sent us here wanted you to marry Blake?
Oh, we're already talking divorce.
Did he say he was going to give it to you?
What, like permission? He's not going to have a choice.
It's the 1940s, Madison. If the divorce isn't mutual, you have to prove fault or you can't legally divorce.
What kind of BS is that? Aha! I found your phone! And it's fully charged? Now, how did that happen if you love the past so much?
Give that to me.
You want to go back as bad as I do.
What if we can't, as long as you're married to Blake?
We?
I misspoke. There isn't a we, because I am not going to come between you and your husband.
Then I'll get the divorce. You don't think I can make his life a living hell so he'll be begging for a divorce?
Of that, I have no doubt. But you've got to understand my position. I could never go back with you if I thought either one of us was meant to be here.
And right now, I'm the only one tied here.
I'll see you again when you're free. Then, I don't know. Maybe there'll be a we.
Oh, I'll get rid of him. If there's one thing I'm good at, it's chasing off men. At least that's what my therapist says. Blake? You all right? It's only a few more feet to the top.
I'm coming, sweetheart.
Here I am, darling.
Yep, here you are. The path was so steep and slippery, I didn't think you'd make it.
I nearly slid on those loose rocks halfway up. I got distracted. You were shouting something right then, weren't you, dear?
Yeah, be careful.
Oh, is that it? It sounded more like you were telling me to hurry up.
No, if you'd got any faster, you might have fallen off the cliff.
Oh, Madison, the view is wonderful from here, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
With that nasty weather report this morning, I thought for sure you wouldn't want to go hiking today.
Why should 70-mile-an-hour winds stop our day out together?
Thankfully, the wind died down by the time we got here.
Yeah, thankfully.
Being up here is like being alone in the world. Just the two of us. Oh, be careful, Madison. Don't go so near the ledge. That canyon is 4,000 feet deep if it's an inch.
Ah, the ledge is perfectly safe. Come over here and take a look at the valley below.
No, thank you. I'm fine right here.
Ooh, look, Blake! Mountain goats!
I didn't think there were mountain goats in this part of the country.
Well, I'm looking at a bunch of them right there.
Really?
Oh, look at those little bitty baby goats.
I'm a little uneasy here on the ledge.
Take my hand.
All right. Looking down like this frightens me. Might be from having to parachute behind enemy lines during the war.
Well, it's not like there were any Germans on the mountain.
No, of course not.
Achtung!
Madison!
Kidding.
You definitely have a wonderful sense of humor.
OMG, will you stop seeing the bright side of everything?
What's wrong? Is your head throbbing again?
No, I'm fine. Stop loving me so much.
Madison, why are you looking at me like that?
I have spent the last month trying to make your life miserable. You said you hated seafood. I made you eat shrimp. You said you're allergic to cats. I brought home a litter of kittens. You said you don't like loud music. I invited a jazz trio to play in our living room.
To be fair, the jazz was very soothing.
I know! Stupid 1940s. Where's a heavy metal band when you need one?
Madison, I...
Then I make you go hiking to the top of a mountain when I know you're afraid of heights. At this point, I was hoping at least one of us would fall to our deaths. But no such luck. That's it. I'm out of ideas.
You want to be rid of me that desperately?
I just want to go back home. To my home. With mocha lattes, iPhones, and breathable underwear.
I had hoped you'd somehow remember, deep down, what we had together. But getting to know this version of you, well...
I'm a bitch. It's okay, you can say it. Whenever I get a drink at Starbucks, instead of my name, the barista simply writes bitch on the cup. There's never an argument who it's for.
And because I love you, the you I grew to know this past year...
Bizarro world me.
Well, the one who would cook without cursing out the pots and pans before setting the kitchen on fire.
Those curtains were heinous looking anyway.
I will grant you the divorce.
You will? And you totes don't love me, right?
Oh, God, no. Not even a little bit. Frankly, I'm sick of being so nice to you all the time. I'd rather face the Nazis again than share a bathroom with you.
Well, if you make it to my day, there'll be plenty of Nazis.
What do you say we head back down this mountain and get a divorce?
You're not so bad, Blake. You're gonna make some 1940s girl who has no sense of self or life aspirations really happy.
Thank you. Madison, I'm slipping!
Grab my hand!
I can't! Ah!
Unfortunate. Hey, there really are goats down there.
Madison, why did you come back here?
Amazing news. Let me in.
Fine. Come inside.
Blake and I broke up.
What?
And then he fell off a mountain.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry to hear that.
It is what it is. But now we could both go back to 2021.
What?
My ties to this old-timey place are gone.
What did you do?
Nothing. He just got to know the real me.
So he leapt off the mountain.
He didn't leap off it. Oh, shut up. And don't worry. You and I are still going to be broken up when we get back. But I get the flat screen.
I bought that flat screen.
And I watched it. Your point?
It doesn't matter. I'm not going back.
Come on. You cannot tell me you actually like it here. We all talk about how the world was a better place before social media. But look around you. It wasn't.
Madison, I've met someone else recently.
Someone else?
Yes.
From this era?
Yes.
You realize she's older than your grandmother.
Please, Madison, you're making it so difficult for me.
Oh, I'm making it difficult for you? I'm just over here trying to get us back to our real lives.
How many times do I have to tell you I like my life here?
Then you're the reason we're tied to this time. It was never about me and my whatever husband. Wow, then it's an extra bummer that Blake died.
Madison, what's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me? We were zapped back in time and I'm trying to get us out. But you're having fun.
Madison, I wish you well, but please, for both of our sakes, I never want to see you again.
Oh, no. I am not stuck in this time because of you.
You just need to get used to it. You'll find a way to fit in like I have.
As if. Come on, get your phone out. Hey, everybody, it's Madison.
Stop it.
Open your phone, Jeff.
I got rid of it.
Liar, I bet it's in your pocket.
Get off me!
Make me!
Gladly!
Dude! You're choking me!
Open up in there! Is everything all right? Someone called the police!
You see? Neighbors in this era actually care about one another!
Great! Let them in!
Open up in there! This is the police!
The cops!
Damn! The police response time in this era is super fast!
What am I gonna do?
Stop choking me would be a good start. Come on, Jeff. The only way out is to be sent back to the future.
I thought you weren't gonna make that joke.
You just deprived my brain of oxygen. Sorry if my jokes aren't up to par.
One more minute and we're coming in.
Jeff, we live in an on-demand world. Can you really go from next-day delivery on Amazon to mail-order catalogs?
We'll give you to the count of three. One.
Every song that has ever been made available anytime on Spotify?
Two.
Texting someone instead of actually having to talk to them?
Three.
Podcasts, Jeff! Podcasts!
The fire escape. Let's go!
So you'll come back with me?
Stop! Hold it right there!
Suck it, copper!
I'll take that as a yes!
Hurry up!
They're heading to the roof! I'll follow them! Block all the exits!
Oh my God! Jeff, what are we doing up here?
We're going back. Come on, do your live stream! Here!
Your phone! You do have it!
I couldn't remember an actor from this movie I was thinking of and I had no way of looking it up!
Okay, here goes. Everybody, it's Madison.
I see them.
The cops!
Stop, or I'll shoot.
Don't worry, they're 1940s police. They're tame compared to the police in our day. going, Madison?
Welcome to another makeup tutorial.
Come out with your hands up.
You'll notice my mascara isn't flaking or running, even though we're in the middle of a standoff with the police.
Both of you, come out of there.
Jeff, I don't know what to talk about.
Something's happening. Madison, keep going.
If you're like me, you don't want to be shiny for your perp walk.
We've got you two surrounded.
My phone, it's connecting to Wi-Fi.
So's mine. Damn, look at all those updates I missed over the last year.
Keep doing the live stream.
Try Maybelline Super Stay Full Coverage Powder Foundation. Jeff, I dropped my phone.
All right, you don't move.
It didn't work, Jeff. Jeff?
All right, miss. Put your hands where I can see them and come along quietly.
Jeff got zapped back, but I'm still here?
Just take it easy, miss.
No, it's not fair.
Miss, come away from that ledge.
Back off.
We're 15 stories up.
I'm not going to stay in this old-timey place.
Don't jump. Miss, come on. Everything's going to be okay.
I can't stay here. No. No!
Aw, not the petting zoo.
Doctor, the patient's recovering consciousness.
Here. I can't stay
Yes,
here.
You're right. She's
I can't
opening
stay
her
here.
Eyes.
Oh, my head hurts. New year, new hangover.
Now, you must be quiet. You've been in a serious accident.
Accident?
Yes, you were hit by an automobile New Year's morning. Would you mind telling me your name? There weren't any identification papers in your handbag, and we'd like to inform your relatives of what's happened.
My name? I can't remember.
You mustn't get excited. It'll all come back. You received a fractured skull from the accident.
The police were chasing me. Jeff went back, and I jumped off the building. I should have died, right?
You probably dreamed that while you were unconscious. But you're all right now. Just need some rest and quiet.
Where am I?
You're in the Park Hospital. You are suffering from amnesia.
Look, Doctor, her handbag has the initials LV on it.
LV? Are those your initials? Can you remember?
LV?
Perhaps we can call you Linda for the L, and why not Van Dyke for the V?
That's not her name.
You know this woman?
Yes. We were working the day watch out of homicide detail. My partner's name is Madison Standish. My name's Friday.
This is the Mysterious Traveler again. Have you enjoyed our little trip? Oh, by the way, I want to wish you all a very happy new year, whatever year it is you celebrate. Enjoy your time while you have it. After all, who can foretell the future? Not even Madison Standish knows what's in store for her. But we do, don't we? And speaking of the future, you're getting off here. I am sorry, but I'm sure we'll meet again. I take this same train every week, this same time. And, you always know where to find Madison, even if she doesn't.
Mysterious Traveler was an anthology series written by Robert Arthur and David Kogan, which focused on suspense and crime fiction with elements of horror and science fiction. The series premiered on the Mutual Broadcasting System in 1943 and ran until September of 1952, creating nearly 400 episodes, of which only around 75 survive today. Each episode was bookended by the Mysterious Traveler himself, luring the audiences into his tales. From the radio series, The Mysterious Traveler went on to magazines and comics, as well as to two spin-off series, The Sealed Book and The Strange Dr. Weird, which utilized The Mysterious Traveler scripts. The Mysterious Traveler series is considered one of the most popular anthology series of the era and has influenced writers for decades since.
everybody. It's Madison. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, we have a Patreon.
What? Like every other podcast out there?
Yes. For only $5 a month, you can get sneak peeks and Madison exclusives. But mostly, you're helping to support our little indie show. Link in the show notes. But I know it's hard to financially support all of your favorite shows. So really, if you could write us a nice review, give us 5 stars, or a shout out on your favorite socials, anything to help get the word out would mean so much. Okay, announcer dude, roll the credits.
Madison on the Air was written and produced by Christy Talon Sage with music composition and audio engineering by Jeremy Sage. The role of Madison Standish was played by Christy Talon Sage. Christopher S. Fox appeared as Jeff Andrews, and David Pinion appeared as Blake Arnold. Other actors in the cast were Scott R. McKinley as Dr. Smith, Joe Slepsky as the Denny's waiter, James C. Taylor as the police officer, Tom O'Connor as Joe Friday, and Edward October as the mysterious traveler.